Honeybees have been making headlines because of their dwindling numbers. Some blame pesticides, some drought. But another bee, that hybrid of an African bee and a honeybee that escaped from a lab in Brazil in 1956, is also making headlines in Arizona. A week ago, a rock climber and his dog were both killed by a swarm. This past weekend, five hikers, including a six-year-old child, were stung up to 150 times each. Three of the hikers were hospitalized after a helicopter rescue. And in Tucson, a woman just walking down a street suffered more than 200 stings. Mazda Shirazi is medical director of the Arizona Poison and Drug Information Center in Tucson. Dr. Shirazi, remind us again about these hybrid bees.
Well, they are a bit more aggressive. Although they produce less venom per bee, they tend to swarm when they attack. So it's not one or two that attack. They're hundreds that attack. And they tend to be tenacious, as the story about the hikers showed, that whenever the helicopter was over ahead of the hikers, the wind would blow these bees away. But as soon as the helicopter would move away, the swarm will return and try to attack again.
Yeah. And what happens, by the way, if somebody should find themselves stung by several bees?
Well, the best thing is to find shelter. Mm-hmm. First of all, they tend to go for face, head, and try to actually go into any orifice that they can fit. So they try to go into the ears, up to the nose. They even try to go under the eyelids. So if one can get into a shelter, that's the best thing.
Well, and we read of this one rock climber dying. A six-year-old child had to be brought to the hospital because of these stings. I mean, when is the point when you've had too many stings? What happens to you physically?
Well, you're looking at actually two or three different reactions. The honeybee venom has specific content that's muscle toxic and also heart toxic. So an individual can break down their muscles. They can start to break down their red blood cells and immediately could start having problems. Then there is also a delayed toxicity associated with massive envenomation by bees. And that tends to occur 12 to 24 hours later. And there is cardiac effects. So heart, they can either cause a heart attack by causing vasospasm of coronaries or actual causing myocardial cell death, so killing the muscle of the heart. They also can cause kidney, liver, and blood coagulation problems. So this becomes specifically a concern when you have hundreds of bees. But what we're seeing is that there are actually, now that more and more of these stings are occurring, we're seeing more and more syndromes or constellation of symptoms and disease that can be described depending on number of bee stings that one got.
Well, look, Arizona is for people who love the outdoors. So are people pulling back? Is there something you can spray on to avoid these bees?
Well, I'll be honest with you. There are some sprays such as DEET that has been sprayed, but it does not seem to work with the swarm when they attack.
So what would you say to people?
Well, I would say if you go hiking in Arizona, they should wear long-sleeve shirts and some cool long-sleeve pants. I would carry something, a hat or something, with a netting in my pocket to be able to protect my face so that I can try to at least get away and get someplace that has shelter. But realistically, this has not affected the love of the nature in among the people in Arizona and those who come to visit us. Because although these make the news, these are stuff that occurs every year. Last year there was, in 2012, about 640 attacks. If you look at the number that was more than 50 bee stings, that number actually dwindles to about 12.
Scary, but not that rampant.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. It can happen, but again, the chances are low.
That's Mazda Shirazi, medical director for the Arizona Poison and Drug Information Center in Tucson, Arizona. Dr. Shirazi, thank you.
Thank you.
And note to myself, pack hat for hiking with netting in my beautiful Arizona. Back in 30 seconds here and now.